The show you are about to listen to is intended for mature audience only. There will be things said that may not be appropriate for younger audience and may offend you. We at Whatever Talk would like to apologize in advance, but really, get over it.
We talking about whatever, whatever that's on your mind, speak your mind, don't be shy, this is your time to shine.
What up, dope people? Welcome to Whatever Talk, the show where we talk about whatever we seem to be talking about at the time. I'm your host, Donnie, also co-host of Trophy Whores. Coming to the mic first, Miss Nika.
Hi.
I just did be real subtle this time. I ain't want to say nothing outrageous, just straight up introduce you.
Thank you.
But the blind sensation himself is next.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? It's me, T-Cliff.
And we got a special guest, a partner of mine that I do with from the other show that I do, Trophy Whores, which is Tricky Mick, which I now call him Easy Mode Tricky. Say what's happening.
I ain't your partner. I'm your boss. Let's get that straight. I'm your pimp.
My boss, who's just been converted to my underling now.
You know what a pimp is, right? It's a player in a management position. So I'm your pimp.
Yeah, I know what a pimp is. It's somebody that you ain't.
Yeah, okay.
What's up, Tricky?
What up, buddy? It's nice to be on the show, guys. When Donnie launched the show, I was a little hesitant. Donnie's been wanting to do a podcast for years. And I always told Donnie, I said, listen, you can't put your craziness on Proven Gamer. And he said, well,
hey, fuck you, buddy.
Did his own thing.
Yes.
Well, it's good to have you.
He's a little bit shaken of how raw this show is.
I'm not shaken how raw the show is. It's just I try to toe that. As much as I'm against political correctness, I try to toe that line in things I do because I. If you listen to Trophy Whores, you hear me and Donnie argue a lot.
Uh-huh.
And I try to avoid arguments because I realize at some point you're going to feel the way you feel, I'm going to feel the way I feel, and it's not going to be a common ground. And as long as anger gets involved, and I do get anger, you're never going to see the other person's point of view. So
you can get angry all you want to. You on the other line. So
I toe that line to say, listen, okay, listen, we're not going to see. We're just going to have to agree to disagree.
That's true. That's correct. Everybody feel the way they feel.
Right.
I can agree with that.
But don't be getting on Donnie Cat.
If Donnie's acting a fool, I'm going to call him out on his bullshit.
You should.
Yeah. And somebody call it about. Well, okay, let's get this show started because I forgot a lot of the things I want to talk about. I haven't had time to write things down like I wanted to because I've been kind of busy.
And you were just talking to me about professionalism.
Yeah, but this is one thing that stuck out when I was talking at work to some chits on my line. And I never understood this about you females.
You always talking to chicks. Do your wife know about that? Yes, she does.
She does. She's been invited to a couple of conversations.
No. Knows only a couple conversations, not all the conversations.
Right.
Yeah, just the important ones, the ones that kind of like, if you're going to close the deal or not, type conversation. No.
I don't know how your wife puts up with you.
No, but this is one thing that really bugs me about you females. When y'all say, I want a thug. I need a thug in my life. Why do y'all say y'all want thugs?
Do y'all really say that?
What do you mean, y'all? I ain't never asked for no thug. You ever asked for a thug?
I ain't never asked for no thug.
Tricky? I know you ain't never asked for no thug. I know you.
I want a lady in the street and a freak in the bed, but that's about it.
Me too.
But that just really, you know, that it gets in my head because I'm like, and y'all be serious as heck when y'all say this. I asked like numerous times, like, are you serious? Because you want a thug. You guys cry about, oh, I need a good guy. A good guy is hard to find. But then you get a thug and you love him, even though your eye is black. You love him, even though he's cheating on you and doing wrong to you. But you love him, and your bottom lip is hanging down from the jaw. But you still love them.
Because that's what they wanted.
I think it's more or less of the lines of, you know, when they say they want a thug in their life, I don't think they want somebody to beat the shit out of them. I think they want a guy that's willing to defend them and go to the ends of the earth for them. But at the same token, no,
that's not a thug. A thug is not going to go to the ends of the earth for you. A fucking thug is going to leave you right. Matter of fact, the thug going to throw you in the way of the bullet and keep going.
Exactly.
No, I agree with you.
I think they just mean they just want a tough guy. You know how it's that tough guy image. Not necessarily a thug that's going to beat you up.
You know, and I hear you on that, but when he Ike you, when he James Brown you, Chris Brown you, all that stuff, all you give me is what the heck with that?
Then you get him out of jail every other weekend.
Yeah, all the money that you're working
money
for
to get him out of jail
is his bail. And I'm like, that stuff really gets on my nerves when it comes to you females.
Well, for the record, I don't want a thug.
Lady Neek, not a thug.
Mm-mm, I want a lady in the street and freak in the bed, like Tricky.
She looked like a thug last week.
No.
She looks like a thug in her Skype picture.
No, I'm joking. That's not her. That's not her we talking about. But that is kind of thuggish, though, now that he's bringing it to my attention. No, I'm joking with you.
Look at you.
I'm joking with you.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, I want to know something I found out this morning.
What's that?
Let me ask y'all this question. I know it's an old question. It probably don't make any sense, but I just want y'all to answer.
I guess we'll give you an old answer, man. Sorry, I'm just playing.
Shut up. Look.
Damn, the show's like that.
Y'all two gonna end up fighting for real one day. Like, me and Tricky be fighting on the show, but we always kiss and make up. Y'all two.
Nah, we don't kiss and make up. Don't even put that out there. I ain't your fun boy.
Tricky, that one time at band camp, don't sit here and lie.
Listen, we promised we'd never talk about that.
I don't mean nothing by it. She know that. She know I love her.
Y'all just cut T off. Go, T.
How many think that OJ did it?
What?
OJ Simpson. How many people think they did it? Just your opinion. Do you think he did it? Yes or no?
Yes.
I think he did it.
I didn't follow the trial, but
okay.
Since Dave Chappelle said he believed he did it, I believe it.
You know what? You want to know why I think he did it?
Why?
Because he came out with the book. If I would have done it. Come on, if you're trying to prove your innocence, then you come out with a book saying, well, if I would have done it, this is how I would have done it.
Uh-huh. And did he describe the exact way it was done?
he was basically going, hey, prosecution, here's the map of how to convict me.
Why do you think he done it?
I don't know. I just think he did it for some reason.
You know what? During the trial, during the trial, I think I was like 13, 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're going back 20 years at this point. But during the trial, I wasn't too sure about whether he did it or not. And at the time, 13, 14 years old, I really didn't give a shit whether he did it or not. Like, that kind of stuff didn't interest me at all. But now, you know, now that he's gotten off of it, and I saw the video of when he went into that hotel room to get his stuff back, and now that's the reason why he's doing life in prison. That video right there, that was a little
that
thug-ish.
Right there, I give you.
Wait a minute. Didn't he go to jail for stealing what was stole from him?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so he went to jail for taking back what
he
was
his. He did it the wrong way.
Yeah.
He didn't tell the cops.
No, he didn't. It's not that he told the cops. It's because he went into that hotel room holding a gun, screaming, give me my shit back, you know, basically threatening people.
Well,
he performed armed robbery, basically.
I would call that armed robbery.
But is it really armed robbery if it's yours that you've taken back?
Yes, because you got to remember you got to remember the one thing about the law. Possession is 9/10 of the law.
Mm-hmm. Good night with that book.
Right? How you going to come back after some years?
What did you find out about it?
Why I asked that is because this morning I found out he was correct. He didn't do it.
Okay.
They caught the guy who did it. They never let it out. Never let it out.
Really?
Until this morning.
Oh. So do everybody else know about this? Wait a minute. Do you supposed to be letting this out right now? Because they might come get you for this.
It was on 2020 this morning.
Oh, okay. Because I don't want to be around you when they come get you, man.
My mother was watching. His name is Glenn Rogers. I believe that's his name. He was a, what you call that? When you go around.
Hitman?
No. You just go around killing people. You are,
a murderer.
Right.
Yeah.
A serial killer.
Serial killer.
Thank you. Serial killer. He was a serial killer. Killed over 70 women from California to Florida.
Wow.
But he started at 13 years old.
But is it, because this still counts too, did OJ pay him or did OJ set it up for him to do this? Because that still counts as OJ doing it.
No, I'm going to tell you. OJ still would have did some time. But OJ sent him there to get these $20,000 diamond earrings that he wanted back from his ex-wife. He said, now, when you go up in there, I want those earrings. But if you go up in there, you might have to kill the bee.
So he subliminally set this up then.
Yeah, he still would have did some time. You know, you still have okay. time for doing. But it was for robbery. Okay. Now, the guy, when he went up in there to get him, he didn't know that, what's the guy name that was with her? The reason why they got killed outside is because he found him and her outside. He didn't know that he was coming over. So that's why he ended up killing him, too. But he was just going over to get those earrings. But the guy name, I believe, is Glenn Rogers.
Yeah, I just Googled 13. It.
Oh, you see it?
I just Googled it. And actually, the news story came out November 19th of 2012.
Yeah. And, I saw it today on ID.
And, they're talking about Glenn Rogers, apparently, you know, as this report says. He says it reports that he confessed to the killings.
Yeah.
But it's never been proven that he did it.
So there wasn't any evidence.
They had him talking, and he described it.
Wait a minute.
That's what they say.
I can describe the murder, too, because if I watch the trial, I have all the details right there.
Exactly.
Well, okay, well,
you probably described some stuff that they didn't let out. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Okay, the main thing, did his glove fit?
That's why his hand didn't fit the glove.
Did this Glenn character?
If the glove don't fit, you must have quit.
But I want to. They said the guy, he started at 13. He killed his first woman at 13, which was his father's girlfriend. Because I think she was coming up the stairs and she was yelling at him. And she called his mother a bee.
Oh, you're not my mom.
He pushed her down the stairs and killed her. And the father helped him
hide the body.
Cover that up.
Oh, yeah, but no. So that's just a twisted family all the way to here.
He killed over 70 women because he didn't feel like his mom protected him when he was little. Because I know he went to a home when he was little and he got raped by the security guard.
So did he kill his mom?
No, he never killed her, but that's why he killed all those women.
Of course, that's his excuse.
It was in the place of killing his mom.
The stereotypic excuse of a serial killer.
People have studied on this. What classes have you took on this?
A stereotypic excuse of a serial killer. Okay.
But that's why a lot of killers start. How do you think pimping starts? Because they got something towards their mother.
Yeah, stereotypic excuse becoming a pimp. Well, that's some cool. Though. Hey, we got some good news. OJ is innocent of at least.
But
that's what they say.
Can I just make one more statement about OJ real quick?
Yeah.
There's nobody's going to convince me that the reason OJ's in jail now with the armed robbery, there's nobody's going to convince me that his ass wasn't set up. How the hell does everybody in that room have a voice recorder and a video going at the same time? His ass was flat set up on that.
I didn't know that. He's just stupid enough to do it. You stupid enough to go to jail.
The whole point, somebody pointed out, somebody comes up to you and says, yo, OJ, they got your shit? Why don't you just look at him and say, well, if you know they got my shit, why don't you get it for me?
Exactly. Why don't you go get it for me?
Because OJ is a boss. So boss does the
thing. Yeah, well, OJ walking down that hotel hallway with his bad hips. And running back knees. That bitch took 20 minutes to walk down that hallway. He ain't no thug no more.
That's what he need to do is sit down.
He's
sitting down now.
He may be the juice, but he's definitely going to need some juice in them knees after taking a walk down the hallway.
Exactly.
Okay, let's get off this OJ stuff. We found out that the man didn't do it like he said. But if he would have did it, we know how he would have did it.
Just go read his book.
Yeah. Let's move on to this other piece of news that came in this past week. You guys heard about this. These four intruders got sliced up by a katana.
No, I didn't hear about this.
Okay. Well, this.
What is a katana?
It's samurai sword.
Think of like a Leonardo in the Turtles.
Can people have those for real?
No, those are. You can have them as a collector's item, but of course they're real, and I'm quite sure they're sharp.
Right.
Can still do the job. But his name is Diaz Castro, who is 49 years of age, defended his home from intruders with a katana, and he went straight ninja on them. For real. This guy went straight ninja on them. All of them are in intensive care right now. Where at the time, they should be in intensive care. You guys see these pictures. It is, like, crucial. Two of the four were armed with guns. They did manage to get away, though. But the picture, like, I'm for real. The guy went straight ninja on his guy. The guy got his neck, ear slashed, like, to the freaking bone. But the forearms of one of the victims is, like, looking like a sliced piece of corned beef. The guy went nuts. He put it like this. If it is a collector's item, he most definitely practiced with it at home.
Trying to channel his inner Leonardo.
Yes, he was.
His inner Tom Cruise.
Master Splinter taught him well. I just wanted to break it up because he is kind of up there in age, 49. And a lot of these punks, you know, they go after the weak and the elderly. And I'm like, in my head, I said this like before, that the old is going to start to fight back.
Right, right.
49, not old. I said he's getting up there in age. I didn't say he was old, but I'm just saying that the elderly and the weak do tend to get preyed on before me or you would get preyed on. Like, if me and you was walking down the street and an older person was walking across the street, they will go after the older person before they go after us because they feel like, hey, we're going to put up a fight. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, these people, the older folks are starting to they're starting to fight back and...
They got guns.
You know, and good. Good. They need to fight back because...
You have to fight back no matter how old you are. Sure, even when you old. Even when you old. Yes, you will get preyed on first.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool that a guy to use it. I wish I could have seen him in action. Cause I just know he did some cool stuff like bat slash and spinning the sword.
If he would have hit my friend, I'd have been out.
Exactly. I'm like, T, man.
I would have said T nothing. I'd have been out.
Like, T, man, you were stupid for I told you not to come in here, man. I'm gone, man.
I'd be like, wait, I was just playing.
I hope you get a shield.
Get a shield. You probably have one of those too. If you got a sword, you got a shield probably. Well, let's get to this big topic on why. The main reason I kind of brought Tricky on.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And I'm not going to make it too, I guess, too graphic for you, Tricky.
It's your show. You do what you want to do.
No, because I don't want my show to be... like that either, but I'm not going to hold back stuff from the show also at the same time.
Okay.
But I asked last show, did you get offended by anything? You said no. I'm sorry. You said, yeah, you do get offended by a lot of things. Nika, you said, yeah, you said yeah too, right?
Yeah, some stuff offends.
Okay, yeah, some stuff offends you. Tricky, you get offended?
Yeah, I get offended.
Yeah, you get offended all the time. Every time.
Not all the time, but there are certain things that, like, there's certain lines I just don't think you should cross ever.
Right.
Some things it irritates me. Something, you know, something you find stupid.
Right.
Yeah, I hear you guys. Me, like I said before, I have never been offended, and so I say.
That's a bull-faced lie.
That's a lie.
No, I never been. Put it like this.
Lot of people. You've gotten offended, but you just have the unique ability to shake it off really quickly, so it doesn't affect you.
Right.
But you've definitely been. You've definitely been offended.
Yeah. Okay. I'm like that too. I'll shake it off quickly, but some stuff offend me.
Okay. Well. Okay. We can say that. I can say. Well, I don't want to say that.
But if anything affected you that anyone has said or done, most likely you have been offended. You just don't want to use that word for it.
No, because
if it get under your skin, you've been offended.
No, I don't want to say I've been offended because this happened to me. My very first encounter with direct racism was back in 2012. For the first time, never been.
Only in, 3 years ago?
Yep, only 3 years ago.
Okay.
And I never been in direct contact. Like, I witnessed racism, but I never been in direct contact of their racism. I was working for Coke at the time, Coca-Cola.
Yeah, they're very racist.
And I was at a Myers. I was listening to podcasts while I was doing my job. You know, I'm laughing, and a guy heard me laughing, and he's looking at me like crazy, like, hey, what are you laughing at? I told him, listen to a podcast, and he's like, you ever heard of so-and-so's podcast? And I'm like, no. And he was like, well, he's a bit on the racy side, but not racist to the point of Ku Klux racist, but he will cross the line. I forget who he said, but I'm just going to leave it at so-and-so's podcast. And I'm like, no, I never heard of it. Then he was like, well, he made a statement on Obama. He made a statement on some black people, and I agree with him. And I was like, well, yeah, we can be like that sometimes. That one went over his head. And he said some more things about blacks and other cultures that wasn't white. And I was like, you know what? That's true, too. I agree with you on that, too. You know?
Now, the person telling you all this, is this a white guy or a black guy?
Yeah, no, this is a white guy.
Okay.
This is a white guy. I'm not going to say he's redneck or country or whatever, but, you know, he had the redneck attire.
Okay.
Or likeness.
That was racist.
And okay. Yeah. But, you know, I'm like, yeah, okay, I agree with that, too. We are like that. So the second time I said, we are like that, you know, he caught it. And I was like, wait a minute, you're black? And I was like, well, yeah. He kind of got quiet. And then he was like, I thought you was Mexican. And
was he
black? No, well, you know, I got the beard thing going on. And plus, I look like, you know, probably a Mexican or Iraqi. Iraqi.
Was this face to face?
That was racist to you because he was racially profiling you?
No, what he did. He said, oh, I thought you was Mexican. Mm-hmm. And then shut up and just straight walked away.
Now, this was face-to-face he was talking to you?
Yeah, this was face-to-face. We having a conversation. And in my head, I'm like, was I just a victim of racism?
Oh, because he was trying to go in on blacks, but you were black.
Yeah, he trying to, you know, he talking about us. But yet, what he was saying was true about blacks. And mm-hmm. I'm like, and I'm agreeing with him. I'm like, yeah, we can't be like that sometimes. We are like that a lot of the times.
And once
he figured out I was black and not the Mexican he thought I was, even though in my head, if you don't like blacks, you don't like Mexicans either because we're basically in the same stereotype.
That's all cousins.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
So, but I'm like, wait a minute. He just shut all conversation and just walked away. He didn't say bye, nothing. And in my head, I'm like, wow, I think I just faced racism, but I'm not quite sure.
To me, it kind of made... From the outside looking in, from what you're telling us, it may have been, and I'm not arguing either way, it may have been that he was embarrassed that he was cracking on yeah. black people, and he didn't know how to react, so, you know, he just shamefully walked away, thinking that, like, I was just so racist, and I can't believe I did that. You know, he didn't know what to say, so he just walked away from you.
But the thing about it, that I'm cracking on blacks with him...
Well,
you still get embarrassed. You can crack on your own culture.
Yeah.
When it comes to racism and bigotry and all that stuff, full disclosure for any of your listeners, I am a white male.
What?
Just so anybody knows.
Are you really tricky? You really tricked me.
You're not white. You're Caucasian persuasion.
Okay. But here's the problem with racism or bigotry, because a lot of people get confused between the two. The thing with racism, at its core, it's funny. Because to crack on a black man because they like fried chicken, if it's said with a hurtful nature, then... There's a difference between, I go, hey, Donnie, what are you having for dinner tonight? Fried chicken? Or if I go, well, Donnie, you only like fried chicken because you're black. There's a difference in those two statements.
Yeah.
And we were just talking, like, we just recorded our podcast before. We were talking about how a video game first has their first gay character.
You can't say gay on this show.
to, to, to say, to say, okay, this man is gay is not a hurtful statement. But to say what he did was so gay, that there's a difference in the sentences.
Okay, no, you got to use a different term, because if what he did was gay, then it was gay. Like if
no, because gay people don't like that. That's not using
okay.
It
forget about what gay people like.
What gay is.
Forget what gay people like.
But you got. But you.
People,
but the thing is, you
got
to
like white people. Black people don't like white people saying niggas. White people don't like. White people don't like black people saying niggas.
So I don't like people, people saying that. No.
Yeah, but I'm saying forget what one culture don't like, because it's going to get said all the time. Oh, we're not faggots. We're gay. Or we're not gay. Don't call us that. We're
no, that's what faggot means.
We're lesbians.
You're
and all that.
You are a gay guy. That's what faggot means. It says in the dictionary.
Put you a fun boy in my eye all the way.
Okay, but see, you have your own word for it, which in the general public is not a derogatory term. But to say somebody's a faggot, that's commonly known as a derogatory term for gay people. So it's taboo. And this is why I get, like I said before, when it comes to political correctness, that pisses me off. Because you cannot worry about what each individual person is going to care about.
But that's what you do, Tricky, all the time.
No. What I do on my podcast and what I do in public is I toe the line, because I don't want somebody coming to me and saying, okay, what you said or what you did or what you allowed somebody else on your show to say
offended me.
But on the same token, if you or anybody else on any show says something, I will defend you because you deserve to be defended. Even if you did cross that line, I will still defend you. But see, when it comes to the N-word, and I told Donnie that I would say the word because I think I've said the word in my lifetime 3 times.
What?
And Donnie says saying the N-word is actually more offensive than actually saying the word.
It is.
What's the N-word? Nice.
I think it's neutral.
Neutral. You know, while black people are victims of racism, I was actually brought up and I was a victim of reverse racism.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness!
And a lot
of you white folks again.
Well, no. Here's the reality of it. When I was in elementary and middle school, I lived in Plainfield, New Jersey. I went to an elementary school and a middle school that I was the only white person in the entire school. There was no principals, there was no teachers, no guidance counselors, nobody, no lunch ladies. I was the only white person in that entire place.
So you were considered a nigger lover.
Well, I
what is reverse racism? I don't get it.
Well, that's what I'm about to say.
But I got my ass kicked, and when I got my ass kicked, one of the reasons that sticks out of my mind is that my ancestors put their ancestors through slavery.
Right.
But you know what? No, that is just ignorance. The reason why you got your butt kicked is because their folks taught them that's the way to do it or whatever. It's just ignorance.
That's the point. It's because
it's ignorance. But in my head, it's no such thing as reverse racism. That's just something. You know what?
That's what is that one?
No,
if that's
it's just
one,
racism.
Well, if you want to use, you make up his words like you make up your words. Go ahead, Tricky.
Okay. Now, well, I will agree.
He didn't make that up.
Well, no, I will agree with Donnie. The term
reverse. I've never heard him say reverse racism.
The reverse racism is an oxymoron. It's racism at its core. You know, to make a joke about a redneck or to tell what I would say off color joke or a racism joke, to say like the joke and to say, how do you starve a black man? You hide his food stamps under his work boots.
You know what? I ought to whoop yo.
You say, how do you do what? No.
How do you starve a black man?
You hide his food stuff under his work boots? That's a good one. I like that.
Okay. That right there is funny because you're playing on the stereotypes.
No, first of all, no, that's racist, but it's funny.
But that's what I'm saying. Racism at its core can be funny. And it is funny because
black people, comedians do it. So it's all what you take out of it. I, like I said, I'm not offended by it.
Okay, but now if I was to say, you know, those bunch of black men over there are worthless and they're draining on the system because all they are on, they're on food stamps and they refuse to work. That right there is...
That's not racist. That's just you making a statement about a bunch of black people.
That's true, though. That can be... If it's true...
Yeah, but it can come off so strong that he can become a bigamist or a bigot or whatever he said.
As a white man saying that, I'm immediately labeled as I'm racist. But if you were to say that, Donnie, it's taking a different...
What is racism? There isn't a such thing.
I hate the fact we use the term just because I'm a... Yeah, I know it's not you, Tricky. It's society. I hate the fact that society. Period. That's
exactly
what
it is. It's society. Because the reality of the situation is, if I say that, I come off as a racist and a bigot. If you say it, it's nobody thinks twice about it.
No, if we say it, we hating.
Oh, okay, but that's even the point. And the reality of the situation is, if I say the N-word, I'm labeled a racist and a bigot.
But that's just because you coming off on a different culture.
But Nick, is it all right for you to call me a honky, a cracker, and all that other stuff?
No, it's that's not racism. Right.
But
yeah, that's racism too. That's racism. Like I say, it's not right to call that people like.
It's not right to call anybody out their name. But the fact of the matter is...
I'm glad that you said that, Donnie. So why you keep calling girls chicks? Girls are not chicks.
Because I don't know their name.
They don't
want
to be called chicks.
I don't know their name.
Did you know that? They don't want to call them women or ladies or girls. That's what they are.
Not
chicks.
According to Nika, they don't want to be called that.
Y'all don't want to be called chicks?
If I say miss or ma'am...
No,
ma'am,
they don't want to be called
ma'am,
chicks.
Ma'am. Exactly. Like, I don't know. My bad. Chick, what's your name?
They think it's they too sassy.
Well, stop being a freaking slut then, you know what I mean? What the heck? That's like saying, I'm not a hooker, I'm a streetwalker. Or I'm not a streetwalker, I'm a prostitute. Like, it's all the same thing. Listen here, chick, get on that street and get out my face.
You don't call, you're not turning to them. You calling every girl.
Okay, my bad. Yes, that's what I do. Yes, I say this chick.
That's just like saying your daddy was a garbage man when he a sanitation engineer.
that's funny you say that, Nika, because I am actually a sanitation worker.
Exactly. No, you're a garbage man. That's what.
All right, but
ain't nothing wrong with wanting to clean the community.
But see, all right, now let me bring it back for a second, real quick. Donnie, I know you know the answer to this, so please don't say it. Nika, do you know my gamer name? My full gamer name?
No.
It's Tricky Mick.
Oh, Tricky Mick.
Now, do you understand that you just said a racist term?
No.
Technically, a Mick is a racist term.
Really?
Yes.
What do Mick mean?
Calling an Irish person a Mick is like calling a Spanish person a spick.
Oh, a Mick. Or calling an Irish
person. I didn't know you were
Irish.
Yes, I am Irish.
Okay.
But see, but I'm not offended by it because it don't mean anything to me.
You're not offended by it because you gave yourself the name. So me calling you Tricky Mick would be like...
It don't mean nothing to him. Just like calling me a nigga. It don't mean nothing to me.
But going off that real quick, the reason why I say N-word is more offensive than the actual word is because when you say that, you already think we're ignorant anyway. You already think that. Going off society again. You already think I'm ignorant. So by you saying you N-word, that's saying that you think I'm too stupid to know what the N stands for, so it's just as bad as you calling me nigga.
Who call you N-word?
Tricky say it all the time.
No, I hold on a second. Let's clarify. I've never said you N-word. I just say the N-word because I don't... See, to me, that word is offensive. And that's coming from a white man.
And that's why I brought you. That's like the main reason I brought you on the show because you are the only white person that I know personally that gets more offended than black people do when that word get brought up.
Because
there's nothing wrong with that. Because like I said, and I'm glad that you like that because like I always say, you got a little ignorant in every race.
But it's offensive when somebody say you jigger. You know what you mean?
Yeah. Right. It's the same thing.
But see,
I would rather for you to just come out and say the word.
You say that all the time. You say them jiggas.
See, that word right there has so much hate and so much disrespect behind it that I'm not going to advocate saying, okay, everybody's got to stop saying this word, because reality is that's never going to happen.
Nope.
But with how much hate is behind that word and how much disrespect is behind that word, I mean, 400 years of slavery where that word was used to define a race, it bothers me to the core. Not that you guys say the word, and I say you guys, and I understand how that sounds bad too, but...
No, you're all right. You're all right.
You guys say that word, and people try to justify it. And what bothers me is not that the word's said, is that as a culture, you guys are okay with being called each other that, and that bothers me because I'm thinking, how could you allow yourselves to disrespect yourselves on so much on a daily basis and think that's okay?
That's not with all of us. It's the majority of us.
That's why I said you guys, and I know that I'm being, I'm calling everybody out, but reality is I know it's not everybody. But on the same token, it's just, how can you call each other that word? Because it's disrespectful to yourselves.
Yeah, it is. That's just like when a girl call another girl a bitch and they think it's cool. Y'all get the...
I hate that.
Y'all know it's meant for bad, but y'all think it's cool. Long as we call each other that, that's cool. No, it's not cool. Should nobody be called a bitch.
Well, Nika, if anybody ever calls you a bitch again, just tell them that you are a bitch because you are a beautiful individual that causes hard-ons.
I'm using that.
Please don't. Please don't.
I'm using that, but I hate that word, though.
Hey, don't, please don't. Cause now you're going to be called a freaking slut because you got a hard on. You freaking tease slut.
I love that.
But yeah, I feel you, man. And I hear you. You're right in every way. But it's, black folks going to look at me. A lot of people think I'm racist. A lot of people at work think I'm racist. People,
you are.
And I said I am. And I said
it's just a negative.
But no, a lot of people fail to realize, and mainly in the black community, is that it's true. What they say about us is true. And of course, again, because people always take words and twist it around. Of course, we're not talking about everybody, but we can't single out anybody. So we just putting in a general pot. What they say about blacks, us, is true. And I talk
nowadays,
and I talk about us all the time. You can look at me as the Uncle Ruckus of Uncle Ruckus from Boondocks. I talk about blacks all the time. We are the only race that can't get along. So we found some way, somehow in our heads, the only way we could confront one another is calling, "What up, though, my nigga?" That's the only way we can be hang around each other.
You changed that from a disrespect word to a respect word.
No, it's not a respect word either.
We changed it to that.
No,
that's something we have to go and blame on ourselves. No. Yes, it is.
Nigga is not a respect word.
You just said we talk to each other like, "Hey, what's up, nigga?" And we cool with that. We take it as a respect word now. Yes, the majority of us do.
Yes, that's what we take it as, but I'm saying it's not. Nigga is not a respect word. It shouldn't be a term of endearment.
I agree with you 100%.
I said we take it like that. I didn't say it was cool to do that.
But I'm just saying, like...
I mean, I think that's with everybody. That's individuals, period.
Everything someone says
is always a derogatory remark. It feel like you coming at me. You not talking to me. You always coming at me. That's how... I don't know what's wrong with people nowadays. They so insecure.
No, that's black. I'm sorry to say, that's, you about to get offended, listeners. That's black people. We take everything.
I have met white people that's that way as well.
Yes, of course we met. I met white, Asian, Hispanic. I met all the people who gets offended and with certain terms. But I'm speaking on black because we are the majority that takes offense to everything. Black people take offense.
We feel like people always trying to belittle us because it was put in our head. I for real. It was put in our head that
Back in the day, our ancestors fought so hard.
And yes,
and you got nobody to blame but ourselves. Now, because right. We have opportunity, it's just a lot of us don't take that chance to take that opportunity. And you'd rather stay down here than to grow
up. And then when they fall down, they feel like, oh, the white man did this to me. Yeah, no, you did this to yourself. You couldn't stop smoking. You couldn't stop drinking. You did this to yourself.
You guys are talking about doing things to yourselves. I mean, look at the Bloods and the Crips. A lot of people hear Bloods and Crips and immediately think of gang action and whatnot. And if you actually do your research on the Bloods and the Crips, they both started out as peaceful groups.
Yeah.
The Bloods were...
It was to help each other.
Right. The Bloods stand for, we're all blood, we all stick together. Crips stands... If you break down the letters of Crips, it actually stands for Community Resistance in Progress. You come fuck with us, we have a Community Resistance in Progress. They were designed to be, listen, don't fuck with us, we won't fuck with you. Right. And through the own violence and everything that's happened, they turned into what they are now. But both of those groups were actually started out as, listen, you don't fuck with us, we won't fuck with you.
Exactly. It was about helping each other, community, and making money. Now that stuff don't go on today. It's exactly about the color. That's dumb.
It's the generation to me. Is a generational curse. These younger people that's growing up is very different from the older crowd.
Yep, and that's your generation.
But I know Donnie has kids, but I have a 6-year-old daughter.
And, I have a 9-year-old.
And me and my daughter's mother were separated, and now my daughter is being raised by, you know, on the other side by her mother, who's actually dating and almost is almost married to a black man and his family.
Mm-hmm. He wanted to say nigga.
Full disclosure, when it first happened, yeah, I really did want to call him that. But as I met the guy, I realized, you know, the guy's a really good guy. You know, the whole family stand up, you know. But the whole thing is like, I don't understand, you know, stereotypes in this world, in this country.
Well, that's a whole nother show.
They are so adversely, I'm losing my words because I'm actually, like, got so many thoughts in my head right now.
You're so passionate about this. Go ahead.
Because the whole thing is with stereotypes and political correctness, all this stuff all it does is hold down the community.
Oh, I was going to say something along the lines of that. I hear you. Yes, true. But at the same time, because we talked about this too. I want to make a whole separate show on stereotypes. We're not going to get too involved in the stereotypes right now. But yes, you're right.
It is the bane of our existence.
But at the same time, if you just think about it, stereotypes are 80% to 90% true.
They are true, but the problem is like even when I was talking about the word, when I said you people, you know, that right there, you people, can be turned around and twisted so much because I'm saying you people. What do you mean, you people? Or what do you mean, like if I say the Muslims caused 9/11? Well, no, it's not all Muslims. It's a small part of people who happen to be Muslim, and that's what caused 9/11. And, you know, because of the stereotype that Muslims are terrorists, now you have good, upstanding citizens that happen to be Muslim that are getting, they're victims of bigotry and racism because they wear a turban on their head. And that's not right. That is the bane of our existence. You know, the fact of the matter is, like, whether you agree with, like, political stuff, if whether you agree that Obama's a good president or not, if you speak bad about Obama, the first thing somebody says is, oh, you racist.
Because it's true.
And that is such bullshit, because I should be able to say Obama's fucking up this country without saying, oh, why is it got to be a black man that fucks up this country? That has nothing to do with what I said.
Up before he got in office.
That's true.
Because you're a white patriot. That's
and
why
what you
it's
learn
racist.
As you grow up, it ain't never going to be no good president. Every president seen to mess up, or everybody not going to like this president. That's in every president.
Well, yeah, that's absolutely true.
All right, well, let's get off this, because this was some good stuff. This white boy came in here and turned it out.
I told you, you weren't ready for me to come on this show.
I think we need to put Tricky in charge and put Donnie in the back.
That ain't gonna happen.
It is gonna happen.
That ain't gonna happen. No matter how much.
Cast your votes on.
You can cast your votes. You guys have 49%, but I'm like in the upper 51 percentile, so it doesn't matter what you guys say. Like a mouse. But no, this was a good show. So it all boils down to, oh, you guys get offended and I don't.
It just all boils down to that you are stupid and we're not.
No, yeah, that's what I want to say. What it boils down to is whatever Donnie say, he made me realize that I was right all along.
No, but yeah, you know, a lot of people can't look at me as saying, oh, you too stupid to know that you're being offended. Well, I look at it but I look at it like, no, to me, before I close this out, people who get offended are people that whatever statement that was just said, it's true about you. Because, you know, when people be like, just say, oh, black.
That's not true.
Listen, next time you say something offensive, and don't even direct it towards a certain person like T or Nika or Tricky. Just say, black people enjoy chicken. They love chicken so much. And then watch you hear somebody, wait a minute.
And watermelon.
Wait a minute. I don't like chicken like that. That ain't me you talking about. I'm like, well, why are you being so defensive? It is you talking about, because you're like the only one taking offense to this right now. So that's what I say. I don't get offended because I don't blow up when people say something offensive. I know it's offensive, but I don't take heed to it because it's ignorant. I mean,
you
don't blow up
when people say offensive things, but if someone says something to you like...
You can say whatever.
I don't know, but just... anything to you and you got upset about it, like, no, you ain't gonna talk to me this way.
No,
you got
offended. I said it before, you could talk to me any kind of way you want. You could talk to me, you could talk about me, you could talk about my kids, my moms, all of them, just as long as you don't put...
So you never got into it with nobody for saying something wrong?
I never got into it with anybody for saying anything wrong. I only got into it when people put their hands on me or threatened to put their hands on me. If you don't do nothing...
You got offended. Somebody threatened to put their hands on you.
All right, well, Donnie, wow. Let me ask you a question. I, for any of your listeners, I want them to go Google this video because I actually showed this to Donnie. Donnie found it incredibly hysterical. For your listeners, go on YouTube and look up racist field trip.
Okay. Are you talking about the cotton picking?
Yes.
Oh, you see it? That joke was hilarious as heck.
Now, Donnie, let me ask you a question. And I want you, because I know you don't take a lot of things serious, but I want you to be serious about this.
Serious. I just find it a comical way of not taking it serious.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If it was your kid that was sent on that field trip, how would you react?
I would have did exactly what the parents did. But the thing about it is, I wouldn't go up there like she did. But I would have went up, because what they did was wrong. But I'm not going to take offense to it to that extent. I'm not about to blow up. You have my son go to a freaking cotton field in the middle of the summertime. And then on top of that, when the field, and not only did you have him go to a cotton field, you put him to work and then took the cotton that he worked, that he plucked away before the trip was over with. I'm not about to blow up like that. I'm going to go up to explain to him what they did was wrong. Yes, it was offensive.
Did they actually pick cotton?
Yes, they actually picked cotton. Yeah.
He picked the cotton, and when it was time to go home, they cotton from everybody else.
Yeah, okay, for anybody to go watch the video, but what they basically did was they took a bunch of black kids, they sent them out to the middle of a cotton field, gave them bags, and let them pick cotton. And they were singing songs and, you know, all the stereotypes of slavery. And at the end of the day, they all went to go get on the bus, and they all turned in their bags of cotton. They wouldn't even let them keep the cotton.
That was for the experience.
I'd have been like, nigga, please, I'm keeping this cotton.
That was for the experience of what slavery went through. That was their lesson for that day.
What's wrong with that? Someone need to be taken back there, because we take a lot of things for granted.
And I can look at it as what Terry just talked about. I can look at it from that point of view also. that
T.
I can look at it from what I can look at it from that point of view too, because I'm not a lot of the way the generation is now, and I'm not just talking about black kids, all kids.
They're spoiled.
They all need the tough love, because they all punks. And I'm not talking about punks on the fact that, oh, you letting this guy pick on you or you a punk. No, I'm talking about punks to the fact that they rather fight in groups instead of one-on-one. They'd rather go after the weak, like old folks like we talked about before. Mm-hmm. You know, they riding bikes with helmets. Punks!
That's a safety
precaution. But you guys know what I'm saying. Like,
well, yeah, but also, like I say, you take a lot of things for granted. Like, for example, voting.
You know what? I'm not about to get on voting. No, not about to get on it. This show has turned from an offensive show to, you know what? I am offended now.
You know what, Donnie? I know it's your show, and I'm not telling you what to do. But one day, you got to bring me back on, and we got to discuss politics.
You know, you're welcome to come on the show anytime to kick it with us. I just be pushing, I just be playing around with you. But yeah, let's close the show out because I think I might be getting hypertension.
Because y'all just offended me talking about my president while I was trying to find this video.
My president.
Oh, you looking for the racist field trip?
Yes.
I could have gave you the link.
I thought you were looking for Jeezy. My president is black.
Because I'm like, I cannot find this, but I'm looking for it.
So before we close out, any last words about anything, about N-word, about president being set up?
It was nice having Tricky on the show.
Yeah, Tricky. I enjoyed Tricky.
Yeah, I enjoyed Tricky also. You know, let's close it out. Leave a comment, people. If you were offended with this episode, let us know. I hope you were offended so you can have something to talk about, because that seems like that's what America likes. Grimy things. So leave us a comment. Write us an email, whatevertalkshow@gmail.com. Like I said before, we're trying to get some big things happening here. I don't want to say anything that might offend us in the future. Shout outs?
To the fans, to the listeners. We appreciate y'all. Thank you. And Tricky, thanks for being on the show.
Anytime.
We'll be back real soon.
I got to keep Donnie in check. So I got to come on every so often just to bring down his ego and stick a needle right in that little ego bubble of his.
You know what? My big ego is just as big as Ye's, Kanye. So that's going to be like a lot of needles to stick in there, partner.
And shout out to Mika. Shout out to Mika. Shout out to Donnie. I appreciate y'all.
All right. Thanks, man. You're a cool friend of mine who's been there for about half my life.
Don't kiss my ass right now.
Is that the whole ass or just a half ass?
The half.
Well, okay. The guy's skinny as hat, so my whole lip will be around his whole butt. So
you watching my butt? All right, we're going to set boundaries.
One time.
Set boundaries.
One time. Nah, Tricky, you got some shout-outs?
Yeah, I want to give you guys a shout-out. I want to give a shout-out to all the listeners of Trophy Horrors. Thank you for, telling everybody where we can be heard on a regular basis there, Donnie. As he's still not doing it.
Yeah, so because it's up to you to do that. You promote your own stuff on my show, partner.
Yeah, you can listen to me and Donnie and two of our fellow horrors on Trophy Horrors. You can find it on ProvingGamer.com. If you want to get a hold of me, you can either find me on Twitter or the PSN at Tricky Mick. If you want to send me an email, it's TrickyMick@ProvingGamer.com. I'd love to be involved in conversations. If you guys want me to come on and discuss things with you guys, I will gladly come on. I just need a couple days' notice, Donnie.
Oh, I'm always professional, dude. How early enough did I let you know about this?
Last week.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'll let people know the day of. A few hours ago.
Yeah, we knew about it last week.
Alright, yeah, that's my shout outs.
Alright, that's cool. And Miss Nika, who is not here right now due to technical problems, she cut out at the end of our show, so I will be doing her outro for her right now. Whatever! I want to give a shout out to the listeners. I hope you guys wasn't too offended, but if not, get over it, like I said in the disclaimer. And I'm not being mean about that. The world is entirely too sensitive, and you guys really do need to get over yourselves. but it would be more to talk about in future episodes pertaining to racism, politics, bullying, and a whole bunch of crazy things. You know how we do. So if it ain't nothing else to talk about, whatever.
Whatever.
Happy trophy hunting.
Are you good? If you would have made it this far, but then you made it to the end of the show, you can stay posted, but we gotta go. But wait a minute, leave a comment, tell us what you think about it. Come again, tell a friend, tell whoever listening. Whatever talk.